This gentleman, I've heard a lot about this guy, very disciplined, very focused, and I think I know why. We'll find out in a second. But let's bring the rising star, Nick Capande, bring up to...
How are you? Doing well, thank you.
Nick, you were nominated for this award by a bunch of people, not the least of which was our good friend Scott Fardulis, who you saw busting a move up here earlier. Maybe you can teach him some things about grace and fluid motion.
I can dance. I definitely can dance.
You're a martial artist, and obviously that requires a lot of discipline. It requires a lot of focus. How has that assisted you, or how has longevity even assisted your martial arts in developing discipline and focus and setting goals?
Well, first of all, I'm honored. I'm privileged. I feel privileged. I feel like I'm a white belt here. White belt meaning I don't know anything. And when I started Taekwondo when I was 19, I'm now 52. I remember being a white belt, and I had to scrub the bathrooms of the studio. So that was your job. And then afterwards, you had to vacuum the floor because you didn't have the rank. And when I met Scott Fardulis, I said, I want a black belt in longevity. That's really what I did. I said, and I know that I have to be humble because this is a whole different arena for me. It's a whole different mindset for me. But martial arts, I believe that the discipline that you get from martial arts is the same thing we do in longevity. You have to do the fundamental practices to become successful. So I'm just looking at this as a black belt program. And I'm just a white belt, learning it, being disciplined, watching my mentor. And I think that what I've learned this weekend from this whole experience is it's all about following a mentor. Would you agree? It's all about listening to every single thing they say and do the exact same thing they say. And I believe that people get sidetracked and they get distracted when the gentleman says, do that and stick to that. And if you stick to that, you'll be successful. Would you agree? So I don't know anything else. I never learned anything else. So I'm just doing what I learned. That makes sense?
Absolutely.
No, that makes sense. That makes complete sense. Now you are, how far along are you in, are you a black belt?
I've been training 33 years as of January 1982. I trained with the same instructor I started with in Chicago named Mac Newton. He's very famous. Matter of fact, Mac Newton has a Super Bowl ring and a World Series ring, never played. He's got an Oakland A's ring and a Dallas Cowboys ring. And I met him when I was 19 years old, and I still train with him to this day. I received my fifth degree black belt in 2008. And thank you.
Have you ever used those skills to force somebody to buy something? That's a legitimate question.
That was an obvious question. That was an obvious question.
If I have a fifth degree black belt telling me to buy something, I'm going to buy it. I'm not stupid.
I'll answer that. I'm assertive but not aggressive.
All right.
That means, you know what that means?
Yeah.
That means he shows them the black belt but doesn't actually say it.
Yes.
Yes. Or maybe he crushes something in his hand or, you know,
that's
gets a fly on the ceiling with his foot with a... I think that would be assertive.
Does that...
That's assertive.
What movies are you watching?
I don't know. It does seem a little off that his voice does match his mouth.
That's good. That's
I thought all martial artists were a little out of sync. Right.
Interviewing him is like interviewing somebody in a Bruce Lee movie.
Yeah,
is
maybe,
that what you're saying?
Maybe. Nick, again, what are your goals? What are your commitments? Where are you going to take this business from here? I know you say you're a white belt, and I have to encourage you to stay ignorance on fire. But what are your goals between now and the end of this year?
Well, you know, one of the things that I decided to get in longevity, I said to my team, I go, I will lead by example. We will have a training session every Saturday, rain or shine. We have a training session every Saturday at 12:15. We have not missed a training session other than myself going to Barb and Dave Pickock, which I don't know where Barb's at right now. Is Barb here? No Barb. Anyways, phenomenal lady. You guys got to see her this afternoon. And I looked at my team in the eyes and I said, I'm not going to let you down. I'm going to be the guy standing in front of you, showing you how to do this. I'm going to be the demonstrator. And one of the things my instructor said to me a long time ago, the day you stop training is the day you stop teaching. Right?
Yeah.
So I am not, I want to be, I guess I want to be a leader by example. I don't want to be a leader by whatever. I want to be the person that they say, yeah, look at him. He just enrolled somebody. Yeah, look at him. Is Dr. Luis Arriaza here? Where is he? Where is he? Did you call that guy? Did you call Christian yet? I enrolled, so I helped him. I practice invites everywhere. So what I do is I teach my team. I say, look, watch this. And I watch. I invite somebody. I've invited somebody in the bus. I invited somebody in the restaurant at the DoubleTree yesterday or 2 days ago. So I just want to be that person. They say, well, Nick is demonstration. He is about demonstration. And always, as a martial artist, I still teach every class. I still work out with every class. And I really believe that if we want to build this business to where we want to build it, don't we have to lead by example? That's what it's all about.
So, fantastic.
Well, hopefully you had a chance to invite the chef at the DoubleTree to be a part of this, because if there's anybody that needs a new career path.
Oh, man. Chicken was good.
Okay. And on that note,
we've
Nick, you are
Nick
awesome. Let
enough.
Me go ahead and hook you up with your hardware. Stay close by. We're going to get a picture with you and everybody else.